This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Gaza officials said Thursday more than 100 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip have been killed over the past 4 days of military conflict with Israel. According to the health ministry in Gaza, 103 people were killed, including 27 children and 11 women, while 580 people have been hurt since Monday. Inside Israel, 7 people have been killed since Monday, including 1 6-year-old after a rocket struck a family home. Earlier Thursday, the Israeli army said its fighter jets struck a military compound of the Hamas terror organization intelligence headquarters. The U.S.'s top diplomat says he's engaging with Middle East partners with urgency to help de-escalate the rising hostilities between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday he supported a U.N. Security Council meeting next week on the crisis after diplomats said Washington blocked a Friday session. Blinken says he is hopeful some time will give diplomacy a chance to have some effect. The Canadian province of Quebec will no longer offer first doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine as of Thursday, but will offer second doses using current supplies and future deliveries, the province's health ministry said in a release. Several provinces made similar announcements Monday and Tuesday, with most citing concerns about supply. The province of Ontario indicated, however, it was concerned about the risk of rare blood clots. Also, Ontario will extend its stay-at-home order for an additional 2 weeks to June 2nd, as COVID-19 cases finally begin to trend downwards in one of Canada's hardest-hit provinces, according to Premier Doug Ford on Thursday. This is VOA News. United States health officials advised Thursday fully vaccinated people can avoid wearing masks in most places and do not need to wear them outdoors. Updated guidance the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention hopes will allow life to begin to return to normal. The agency also says fully vaccinated people do not need to physically distance in most places. It is still recommending vaccinated people wear masks on planes and trains and at airports, transit hubs, mass transit, and in places like hospitals and doctors' offices. The federal recommendations do not override local law or business or workplace regulations. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday Colonial Pipeline should be reaching full operational capacity right now, and he expects to see fuel normalcy this weekend. Colonial Pipeline began to slowly restart the nation's largest fuel pipeline network Wednesday after a ransomware attack shut the line, triggering fuel shortages and panic buying in the southeastern United States. In remarks, President Biden says the FBI does not believe Vladimir Putin was involved in the attack. At least 11 civilians were killed and 13 others wounded in 4 separate bombings in Afghanistan Thursday, hours after a 3-day ceasefire began across the country to mark the Muslim festival of Eid al-Fitr, local officials said. Although there were no reports of direct fighting between Taliban insurgents and government forces as they observed the temporary ceasefire, roadside bombs continued to inflict casualties on civilians. Violence has intensified in the country since the United States missed a May 1st deadline agreed with the Taliban last year to withdraw all of its troops. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has indicated he is ready to restart halted talks with opposition leader Juan Guaido, according to state media. Negotiations between the two rivals have been at a standstill since August 2019. Guaido is recognized by the United States and several other nations as Venezuela's leader. Norway has taken on the role of mediator between the government and the opposition as Venezuela faces political and an economic crisis. And 2 climbers from the United States and Switzerland have died on Mount Everest, the first fatality of this year's season. On average, around 5 climbers die every year on the world's highest peak, but in recent season, Everest has seen a surge in the number of climbers, leading to overcrowding that is blamed for multiple deaths. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.